What makes you different from others that are renowned psychics? I am highly educated and incorporate my God-given psychic gifts into making a difference. I don't just give psychic readings. I am an individual who tries to share my information in a wise manner, combined with my many fields of expertise, years of experience, to assist individuals in spiritual guidance, psychic phenomenon, business, career, real estate, law, image, finance, and many other fields, both in the spiritual psychic realm and into the professional business and political realm, assisting and trying to make a better world, as well as through the protection of our country and national security. As a respected and accepted leader in both the psychic spiritual communities and professional business communities, I help to change the misinformation, direct and guide individuals to the correct information or path, allowing them to make decisions based on their own experiences and free wills. I never place the fear in anyone or tell them that all their problems are caused from past situations. I am an established, credible psychic and professional consultant with high accuracy of 95 to 100%, over 49 years expertise, highly integrity, honesty, and ethics that has made me the top clairvoyant psychic and professional consultant used worldwide today. How do you answer individuals who claim psychics and psychic readings are the work of the devil? Each one of us is different in faith and religion. We are all born with God-given psychic, spiritual, and creative abilities. Some faiths and religions believe that this is the work of the devil. When we look at each other, what do we see? Do we see God in each other, or do we see the devil? When individuals force their opinions, faith, or religious beliefs on others, is that God-like? When individuals state that it is the work of the devil, are they placing themselves above God? Because we are all made in the image of God. If you are truly searching for answers to such questions, you must search deep inside yourself. If you are made in the image of God, with God-given gifts of psychic abilities, spirituality, and creativity, then how can this be the work of the devil? It is truly misinformation and fear that is used in these such instances to prevent individuals made by God to develop themselves to their fullest potential. If such God-given gifts such as spirituality, creativity, and psychic abilities is being misused, it is no different than any other professional business or individual who has abilities, talents, power, or money and misuses it. If you wish to call psychics and psychic work the work of the devil because of the scammers, etc., then you must then call attorneys, doctors, politicians doing the same work the work of the devil. In ancient times, doctors that were healers were seen as being possessed by the devil. Today, there are many good ones, but some bad. Many attorneys are honest, but there are dishonest ones and corrupt ones. Same for the political process. It is not the individual or what they are doing that is the problem, but how they use it. If they use it for bad, regardless of being a psychic, politician, doctor, or attorney, then they have been turned to the dark side. If they are using it for good, then they are truly blessed by God and are filled with the light. Each individual must determine whether fear and misinformation rules their life, as well as determining the truth of such statements of psychics and psychic gifts are the work of the devil. In that case, all areas we advance in spiritually, creatively, psychically, is the work of the devil, and we as individuals are full of the devil, because we all have the power to misuse our information and knowledge or use it for good. Each individual must make their own decision of how they want to live, or if they're in search for truth and knowledge, to go forth with an open mind and a heart filled with the light and love of God in discovering their own path. Don't be forced to cower in fear simply because others put you down. For being psychically gifted, we're all God's children, and we all have the free will to use it for good or bad. You must decide yourself from your own search deep down within your own very soul. Just remember the past with doctors who healed, been considered possessed. Those who use herbs to help heal, many include today's vaccines, were considered witches, possessed by the devil. Look at how many great medical cures have come out of individuals using these gifts in whatever form. Are we to condemn society to the dark ages because of a few misinformed and fearful individuals? Or do we light the way to accept and respect all that as children of God we are given, nurturing it, developing it, exercising it to help many others? Yes, there is bad psychics, but there are also bad attorneys, doctors, politicians, CEOs, and so on. Look deep and in yourself before you judge others or place yourself above God. Bibles have been rewritten over time, many times by man, to represent a specific faith. You must decide for yourself without judging. I cannot make that decision for you. You must make it for yourself. What about a soul's life? Many years of research have given us answers to very important questions, such as the meaning of life. Why are we here? And why is there so much struggle to living? In connection to channeling the higher sources, I have provided the majority of our information with backup research done using past life regression to validate what I have said. Life is designed to be a school for the soul, where each of us lives out our lessons we have planned for ourselves in order to become a better person. In some instances, we are unwittingly pulled into drawn into other individuals' learning lessons because they are stuck and can't move forward. For example, if you were on the beach and you found someone had pulled their car onto the beach, getting it stuck in the sand, that was on top of the area of your stuff you had laid out, you would be forced to assist by pushing their car out of the sand or trying to move it in some way. Sometimes it takes a lot of force or rocking and even still more than one individual to move the vehicle. In addition, the world is a place where God can experience all knowledge firsthand. Each person makes a contract with God to experience certain aspects of life, as though we are the students and God the coach. This way a person grows towards the perfection of their soul and God gains the direct experience of that knowledge. You may wonder, if life is for learning, why is it so hard at times? Simply put, it is only through adversity and obstacles that we can test the strength of our soul. In other words, the pain of life allows us to really know by direct testing what it means to be a good and spiritual person. If everything came to us easily, we would not appreciate it, learn from it, or grow from it. I remind you that your soul is glorious, beautiful, and very precious to God. The Holy Spirit works through me to emanate God's love, grace, and blessings. And I hope through helping using this radio program and my different websites will assist many individuals, whether they are doctors, lawyers, individuals, business, professional, consultants, or whatever expertise, to feel good about themselves and to use their gifts and abilities in a positive manner, continue openly to address the issues of helping other people and not hiding your gifts and abilities, allowing them to guide you and touching other people's lives in a positive manner. God bless.